The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
May I bracha to Beres HaMozen, Beres HaZon. Shalom. We start the brachas, Delanogea, the breakfast, the first meal that we're eating, the Chazdei Hashem. And, Kamovan, like we said before, we wash the hands before the meal as a preparation, recognition that our eating is different than animals eating. So we bring us up closer to Hashem, and teaching our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a bracha moitzilachim in the earth. Recognition that the thing we're about to eat, the food we're about to eat, is always something brought to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the end of the meal, we have a bracha of Beres HaMozen. Beres HaMozen is the only bracha that is written in Mefuyash in the Torah, Zochalto, Vesavoto, Verachto. This is a Seder Raita. In the course of the day, we don't have any Mitzvah to Seder Raitas. The Dibu, person learning Torah, is Nimra Torah. Tefillah is a discussion of the Mitzvah to Seder Raita. But every time we bench Beres HaMozen, after eating a meal that we were satiated from, Mitzvah to Seder Raita. Beres HaMozen comprised of three brachas midaraisa and a fourth bracha seva meitiv, which Chacham added after the chulin beis hamikdash, as we will explain when we get to it. Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was already mitakin the nusach, the first bracha Beres HaMozen, at the time they were eating the mon. Maybe then it was easier to recognize that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it came in Hashemayim. But the Moshe bracha was nitkan, whenever we eat bread that's made out of the five grains. So Yitzchak Chinuch says that aside from the mitzvah, it says that Misha Zod Beres HaMozen, the person is careful to say Beres HaMozen, it says in the Kavona, is a noisem mitzvimoy, the chavoy kol yomos. That's what he found in the circumcision. That's what the Chinuch says, and other songs say also, yeah, that people are looking for all kinds of schooling for Panosim. So here you have one brought down by the Rishonim. And it's simple, because like we're saying, the bracha is something that creates the Hamshachas, a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates the downpouring of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So this is a bracha specifically about a Mozen, and a Falnus, and a Panosis, a sustenance. So if you take it seriously, we're connecting to Hashem and we're opening the gates of Shefa, of abundance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person just mumbles the word, so he'll be saying prophets Levatolo, Shem Shemaim, without even paying attention to what he's saying. Not a proper thing. But we have this opportunity, like we see every time we eat, to make the Beres HaMozen. The Nusach and the Tizman, one of the Tizmanim we say, and Shabbos, it says, we eat on Shabbos so that we should be able to mivor three times. These are the tzaddikim. They're eating so that they should be able to make the bracha. Not just to get parnosa, to appreciate the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch, the Chassod of the Kodesh Baruch. The Baruch brings the Sefer Chassidim. When a meiser, when somebody had died when he was young, and the few years after he died, he was gathered to one of his relatives in a dream. And he said, the person asked him, how's it going up there? And he said, he's still being judged even now, years after he died, on the fact that it wasn't the doctor and Beres HaMozen, Beres HaPeiros, the Kavanah Salif. And they're telling me, La'nosa Niskavanta. We do things for our pleasure, but then we have to pay for it. It wasn't the same Shemayim. It is an interesting point to think about. Why is it not the same Shemayim if he's not having Kavanah when he makes the bracha? We know the simple concept of Lashem Shemayim, when a person eats, is he should eat. Not just for his pleasure, but he should eat so that he should have strength. This is Torah, this is the mitzvah, and learn Torah. Do the Rakhin Hashem. So, why is it so clear that by the fact that he didn't have Savannah properly addressed to Moses that he's not eating Lashem Shemayim, he's eating for his pleasure? Maybe he was eating so that he should have strength. The answer is, and when you eat, there are two things that are happening. Number one is your body's getting nutrition. Getting the carbohydrates, the proteins, vitamins, minerals, all the things that a person needs to live. And it's an amazing system that Hashem set up, that we don't have it inside our body. We have to get that energy and its components from outside so our body can continue functioning. That's one thing. Another thing, when a person eats, there's pleasure. He enjoys it. This is the second step that Hashem did in the food. He could have supplied us with tasteless carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, and iron. Just like as far as gasoline. We could have had also some type of gasoline, some earth, whatever it is, even plants. They have no taste at all. You just have to, three times a day, just swallow that thing. Not enjoying it at all. Now, the thing in the middle used to say that the double shopping, as you will see, that the chain the chesed rachamim, part of the idea when we're saying the Birkat Hamazon of the chain chesed rachamim, he gave the food of the chain as a charm. Everything has texture. You have the foods that are tart, you have the ones that are sweet. You have the different spices, different flavors of the different types of food, meat, poultry, fish, each one has a different flavor which we enjoy. It's a whole complicated system that is set up. You know, now we have a different taste buds together with our nose and some other brain combined the smells with the taste to give us that pleasurable experience. The texture of each food is different, which also adds to the experience. Everything is given the chain with that strong, that pleasure. So that's the second half. Now, look at this person. We have this person who thinks he's a tzaddik. And before he eats, every time he says, I'm eating, Yavona, the Hashem Tzoyah, to be Oyed Hashem. And it comes to the Birkat Hamazon, and there's the Moitzi, he says, blah, blah, blah. He says a brach without thinking. He's already thinking about his next mitzvah he wants to do, or whatever he wants to do in business. So what happened over here? As far as the energy that he got out of the food, and the Chanam is the Shem Shemayim. Because he was Mechat and the Shem Shemayim. But there was something more to that. He didn't just eat food that had no flavor and no pleasure. He also had the flavor of it. The fact that there was flavor that he enjoyed has nothing to do with the fact that he was eating to have energy for Avodas Hashem. That extra pleasure that he had was something that went by without having any shy to start his bowl. The way he transformed that to being something that is
Kol Halashon.
Atla Nosi. Once again, I'm entitled to have an Hashem. He wants me to enjoy it. He wants me to enjoy it in a fashion that the enjoyment is bringing me a deeper connection to Hashem, deeper appreciation to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then, if I finish eating and I go onwards without thinking about my daily emotions, basically the hanoah, the physical pleasure I had of it, went to waste. If anything, it took me away from Hashem because it gave my body that desire to have more physical pleasure. But if I finish my eating and I have daily daily emotions, the proper kavonah, Rather, now I'm saying, yes, I did appreciate that food was the chayim, the chesed, and rachamim. It was a wonderful, beautiful gift from you, from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then I've transformed that pleasure to being something that is making my kesher between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu deeper, my recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu deeper. And now the whole thing is mamish, used in the proper fashion. This is the importance of this brother. And it's not simple, but it's the fact that many of us have bad habits. We get used to the thing there for the Mosin without much kavanah. It's very valuable to try to take the Mosin from the denture. At least that much. You're looking at the words, close your cell phone, wake up in your mind, even if it rings, you're not going to answer. So you do a shot, they go to my door, they sound like a door, they come talking to the door. After the Gulf War, it was one of those times price of lamps here, the situation for everyone was terrified. You didn't know who's going to survive, who's not going to be poisoned to death by poisonous gases, hit by rockets. And both of them, we survived it. You know, similar to what we're going through now, at the time everyone was terrified. The second it was over, everyone went back to their regular life. And it was forgotten. Except for Yechidim that took advantage, like we're trying to do ourselves, to make a change in ourselves. So he said, he's Makaba himself, and he can save it as a Muslim from the field, from the benches. Well, this is the only thing that's in the Makaba. You can't pick something bigger. You realize how much having more Kavana. Everybody in his life, he has that challenge to have the deeper and the better Kavana. No matter how great he is, the challenge is there. We have to do Tachbulas, different ways of having a Kavana. The thought that it helps upon us is good also. You can say it's not for the Shem Shemaim, it's always good to have a little Shema a little bit. It also pushes us to have the Kavana. Everybody wants that Panosa. This is what we're saying. Azana Seglam Kulobi Zoi Hashem feeds the entire world. As we mentioned, Kama Vakama Pomim, of course, the Brocha. This is not just thanking Hashem for the personal food, the food that he gave me personally, which is also great. But part of the Hizaz that we have is to see the bigger picture. What makes us little people is we're always living with our little own world. And what makes us great and close to Hashem is to see the greatness of Hashem. And that's what he's saying. You're giving sustenance to the entire world with your tools, with your goodness. Hashem made all the things that are necessary for us available. Part of the reason why he made it such a fashion is because he wants us to interact with him. He could have, like we said, set up that you don't have to eat. But if you don't have to eat, then we have less of a reason to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize that it's not Mubam Ne'elav, it's not understood by itself, and we get food. But if the food is something that we have to ingest, we have to bring from the outside, not so simple that we will get it. There are times that people did not have what they needed. Therefore, that is a way of making us appreciate even more stuff. With Hashem's goodness, he gives sustenance to the entire world. We said before that the concept of what the food is, as a chayim, there's also the different types of people. Each person, his level of abiding Hashem, gets a different type of Muslim. Also, the chayim of the people that know the chayim day near Hashem is tzaddikim. And that's a mitzvah for the tzaddik. Like we said before, the person's more of a tzaddik, he not only does he eat, but he enjoys the food more also, because he appreciates it more than other people. They're going to say, well, the tzaddik is eating more simple food. Could be it's more simple, but he enjoys it more. Now we know that. The person gets used to eating something, could be the fanciest food, he gets sick of it after a while. So the person constantly has a new experience between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Rabbi. Hashem gives his b'chein, he receives his b'chein. B'chesed, as Hashem, there are those that don't deserve it at all, even though Hashem b'chesed gives it to them, even though they don't appreciate it at all, they do our various, eating even not kosher food. And Hashem gave them b'chira, and they sustain themselves in such a fashion. Uberachami, those who are not capable of recognizing children, people are not intelligent enough to understand. Hashem is Rachmanis, eliminates, still gives them the food. The different madrigas of each person, the sacha kol, the big picture is that he's giving lechem over him, sustenance to everybody. Then we say a statement, which is also nogea, the tanosim. We are paying attention. And we're transforming this act. And I had an act now that I ate breakfast. Okay, it's a small little thing. But it opens me up to the big picture. Number one is, the substance is not just me. It's the entire world that should be taken care of. From the tiniest creatures to the biggest, largest creatures. From the tzaddikim to the rishayim, everybody's included. Then I remind myself, it's not just today that he's taking care of them. He's the one who's constantly being made in. And I have been talking, fully talking, he will never put me instead of being lacking. And this is an important thing. This also, it increases our Siyad Shemai. the Tov Miyad Hashem, from the past experience that we recognize and pay attention to the past experience we have the Kodesh Boku, that Hashem always gave us the basic necessities that we need. And that gives us that the Tov Miyad Aliyah Shalom, he will not, Shalom Hashem, he should not do so, that brings ecstasy after Shemad. Rabbu Shemad Godwin, Shemad Godwin, Moses Mises Hatzoyi, he sets up every type of food to have what it needs. We don't even pay attention to the different things in every food. We mentioned yesterday about the wheat, but every food, every fruit, every piece of meat, every vegetable, every grain has so many things embedded in that. Hashem was making so that we should have what we need. The farmers take care of all our needs. Oh, Hatzal Hashem. As long as I could, like we said before, there's no limitations. Everybody's included in this. Like we said, appreciate not just the energy we're getting from the food, but that extra added chen that Hashem gave to the food, the pleasure we're having for it, and use those two experiences to be something that's mechazek our appreciation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the past, the present, the future. And seeing the greatness of how it's all encompassing to everybody, whether they deserve it or not. And our higher level of appreciation, if we talk to Hashem, yes, Hashem will bring us, like I said, Hashem will take care of all our needs all the days of our life.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.